Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bareback Facts. What you are hearing right there is music from Liquid Assassin, who is set to be my guest today. That is his song, My Drug. And hopefully he remembers to call in. Been waiting on him, been messaging him, messaged him a number of times right now. Still waiting to hear back from him. Hopefully he'll call in. For those of you who are first-time listeners, this is the Bareback Facts, and here we do all sorts of things. We talk about music, we talk about mythology, we talk about religion, we talk about politics, we talk about history, we talk about everything. We just talk. We keep it real. I am your host, also known as Big D of Straight Football Talk. And guys, we do have a call-in number, 718-508-9883. Whether or not Liquid calls in or not, we're gonna talk. We're gonna have a nice conversation today. So hopefully we call. We're gonna give him some time to call in. We'll see what he says. See what's going on his end. I know that he is on tour right now. He did tell me that prior to this interview. So if he doesn't call for whatever reason, we'll assume that he got caught up with his work. Give you a little brief background on who Liquid Assassin is. He's done a number of albums. Among them are Apocalypse, an album they did in 2008. They did the last Lost Chapters from Apocalypse in 2009. Cardell and Eruption, both of which are from the year 2011. He did an album called Mongrel, which he dropped in 2013. He did another album in 2016 called Mulatto. And most recently, he did an album last year with Gino Colchid entitled 4-5-1994. So hopefully, we'll get him to call in. Check out his music. Whether he calls in or not, he's a pretty nice guy. I talked to him a number of times before the show, and hopefully we'll hear from him. Like I said, it's only a couple minutes into the show, and sometimes people forget to call in. Things happen. Life happens. In the meantime, guys, I do want to make a few special announcements. Straight Football Talk, as you know, is something I co-host, and I am going to continue to co-host that. But we're in off-season, so we're going to be talking about basically we're going to be talking about the draft. We're going to be talking about transactions between teams, this, that, and the other, just talking about football. And then in addition to that, obviously, we'll talk about the upcoming season, preseason projections, and of course my show will continue to be here. Working on another project right now. I don't want to say too much about what the project is yet because it's not complete, but I do have a little bit of a teaser. It is going to involve wrestling. It is going to involve a man who once did a show with this station. He is going to return, and it absolutely is going to be magical. So when he does return, and those of you who are longtime listeners of Totally Driven Entertainment, you may have already picked up on the hint. There is a magical individual returning to the station and I will co-host his show with him. I'm going to be there to bring you guys up to speed on the pro wrestling world, really enjoying all the interviews that I've had over the last couple of weeks, months, really over the last year. I've had some great interviews, fantastic interviews, and I'm really hoping to get Liquid on here. So we'll see one more time here what he's doing. Well, I just messaged him another reminder. So hopefully he sees it. If he doesn't see it, we're going to continue right on. Last week, for those of you who tuned in, I had Bob Cook on my show, and what a great interview that was. Having him on, talking about his experiences in the WWF. And if you didn't get to hear about his experiences in the WWF and the WCW, he got to wrestle some really big names in the wrestling world. Very exciting interview. And, of course, I had Magic Mike Ferrara call in and talk a little bit about it with him. And it was a great, great time. Before that, though, I had another wrestler on the show, Crazy Steve, formerly of Global Impact and TNA Wrestling, and now currently wrestling for House of Hardcore. So if you missed that interview, I'd also recommend you take a look at that. I do also have another big interview coming up. And until that interview, I'm just going to fill my show up with the norm. This will probably be, hopefully, if Liquid calls in like he says he was going to. Hopefully, we'll get this interview. But if not, we'll just continue on. As I said, we're going to go back to the regular format of the show until about March. Late March, where I will revive interviews again. So, that being said, guys, I don't know what's going on with Liquid. I haven't heard anything from him since early this morning. I'm assuming he's busy. We're going to move on without him. So, guys, today something that I want to talk about, something that's really been gnawing at me is the way people are acting these days. Since we're here and we've got this kind of time, it's just something that's really been getting at me here lately, and it's just the way that people are acting. You know, one of the things, and let me give you a key example of what I'm talking about here. I never thought I'd live in a world where I'd have to tell people not to eat soap. I never thought we'd see a day where I'd have to tell people not to put harmful chemicals in their mouth. And yet, we have to tell people these things. And I'm not really sure why we have to tell people these things. I'm not exactly sure where things have sort of gone off the rails with people today, especially young people. I've never seen such a disconnect from one generation to the next. To give you guys some perspective, I'm only 28 years old. Those of you who know me, longtime listeners, you know who I am, you know what I'm about. Those of you who are first-time listeners, you'll be surprised to know that I'm a pretty young guy. I'm only 28 years old. I'm fairly accomplished for my age. I work full-time. I've been working since I was able to work legally. And even before that, I worked. But the thing that really has caught my attention lately is how much of a disconnect there is between people my age and people only, 10 or, only 5 or 6 years younger than me. 21-year-old kids now act just absolutely like children. They just act like children. And you know what? Not all of them. Some kids today are doing it right. They're working hard. They've got jobs. They're getting after it. They're hustling. They're grinding. They're getting things done. But there is a massive amount of people from the age of 18 or, scratch that. From the age of about 16, 17 years old to the age of about 25 right now. There is just a massive number of morons. And that's what they are. They're morons. There's no nice way to put it. Really, I don't know what happened in between now and that point, but somewhere along the lines, somewhere between the time where I got out of my first degree in college to now, things have gone horribly wrong. And I've noticed, you know, I never thought there'd be a day. And you know what? I don't want to make, you know, it's not even for me. This is not even a political thing. It's a social thing. And, you know, some people are going to say, well, Dallas, social and politics, they just go together. You can separate them. Let's just stop right there. You can separate these two things. There is a difference between politics and social issues. They don't have to be completely condensed into one thing. The problem, well, that's one of the major issues we have today. A lot of social issues are now becoming political issues, whereas they were social issues. Now they're heavily politicized, and they've got to be this huge, massive national problem versus a community problem, a communal problem versus a national problem. Take everything from the minute to the massive scale whenever we can. It's an exaggeration of epic proportions, the likes of which we never saw when I was a kid. Never. The way people act today, I find it astounding that these people are able to even conduct themselves and survive as long as they have. I don't understand it. I can't wrap my mind around it. I have seen some of the things that I've had told to me in the places that I've worked are things you shouldn't have to have told to you. For example, I went into my new job, and with every new job, you have to go through orientation. And with every orientation, there's a standard that is set. Every job, every place you go to go to work has standards that you have to meet. Whether it's the quality of work, whether it's, you know, hygiene standards that you have to meet, whether it's the standards that the company has for dress code, for being on time. They're standard company policies that you have to meet. These are standards that you're expected to meet on a daily basis. And when going through this, there are also things we call safety standards. These standards are designed to protect employees from getting hurt, but they're also designed to save companies money and designed to protect the company from lawsuits. I was amazed to find out in my orientation that employees had to be told not to drill holes through their own hands. I was also amazed to find out that employees had to be told not to stick their hand in front of a hot torch. This is not the proper way for you to solder a wire. Don't stick your hand in front of your torch. That's a bad idea. You'll burn your hand. Common sense things that you shouldn't have to be told have now become the norm. We now have to worry about whether or not people are smart enough to protect themselves from their own stupidity. Now, that sounds a bit like an oxymoronic statement, but we now have to worry about whether or not we, you know, used to, we kind of just let people that were stupid do their stupid things, and it didn't impact everybody else. But now with the advent of social media, everybody sees your stupidity on a massive scale, and it's allowed minds to come together and say, that was really stupid, let's one-up it. How can we one-up it? That was the dumbest damn thing I've ever seen. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it bigger than that guy did it. Social media has allowed for tremendous things to happen. It's allowing, you know, social media platforms allowed me to do the things that I do and allowed me to promote, you know, other artists, have allowed me to promote, you know, young students, have allowed me to promote aspiring writers, aspiring academics, aspiring artists from every corner of entertainment. It's allowed me to educate people. It's allowed me to get people in touch with other people. It's allowed me to give you guys different perspectives on various topics. But it's also allowed, possibly imagine, to get in touch with the other dumbest people you can possibly imagine and say, scratch their heads and say, how can we it likes. Now, what I find particularly amazing about the way social media works today is you have a number of people who come out on social media and they say very intelligent things. They're articulate, they're charismatic, they make good points, and whether you agree with them or disagree with them, a lot of times they know it. You know, a lot of times there's people that come on and they say things and they make good sense. They make good points about what they're talking about. I noticed that a lot of those videos, in comparison to, say, a video of a guy taking a tack hammer and hitting himself in his own privates with it, they don't get the same amount of likes. Why is that? Why is it that the guy that comes on and makes a great statement of our society and provides a great social commentary speaks from a point of information. You know, he's informed. He speaks from a point of learning, and gives us the perception that he himself is looking at society as a whole, and he's able to, with his own intelligence, with his own eyes, with his own ability to pick out what is wrong in society, make that social commentary and draw our attention to it in a way that is both articulate, clear, and concise, something that I admit I also struggle with. It is something that can be very cohesive and concise, structured form can be very difficult for people. But what I find particularly disturbing about where we are today as a society is a person can do all of those things. They can make perfectly good, rational sense about what they're talking about. And it doesn't matter what the topic is. It doesn't even have to be a social commentary. They could be critiquing Poe or talking about something they're passionate about. And that video might get lots and lots of views, and maybe it even gets lots of likes. But a video of a guy taking a tack hammer and hitting himself in the privates with it is going to get millions and millions more likes. It's going to get trillions and trillions of more, you know, times of circulation. And people are just going to like it and share it and comment and say, look at this dumb idiot doing this stupid stuff. And people are going to say, and this is what really is disturbing. The most disturbing part about it is not that we're going to laugh. It's not that we laugh at it. Laughing is probably expected. When you see someone do something stupid, sometimes it's pitiable. And depending on the situation, maybe it's not appropriate to laugh. Maybe they can't help it. But when you see somebody do something stupid, I think for the most part, we can all agree that in times it can be funny. Yeah, it's entertaining. But the message that we send people when we continue to promote that kind of stupidity is that this is the acceptable way to behave. This is the way that you get attention. This is the stuff you want to do if you want to get popular. When I was in school, when I was just a wee boy, little guy, you know, middle school on up, people did that all the time. Watch this guy over here eat a worm, or Jimmy over here is going to drink a whole bottle of hot sauce. And you'd all gather around and see if this guy was really going to do that dumb shit. And when he did it, everybody cheered, yeah, you're cool. Yeah, that was awesome. In the back of your mind, though, you were like, that guy's a freaking idiot. Guy was so stupid. His stomach is all going to be torn up. You know, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But it's cool because anything to fit in, right? Anything to fit in. But with social media, it's become 10 times worse, maybe even 100 times worse, because not only does it send the impression that this is not only acceptable, but this is the way. But see, the major issue I have with the way that we're using this as a template to measure how we're viewing the values in society is that not only are we saying it's acceptable, we're encouraging people who believe that their value as a person is connected directly to how many likes and shares and how many heart emojis they get on social media. They believe in their mind firmly that they're standing on Twitter and Bumble and Facebook is the end-all, be-all of their existence. And if they can get 2 million likes of them eating a cow turd, they're going to do it because that's what makes them feel good on the inside. And now somebody would say to me, Dallas, but it makes them feel good. And they're not hurting anybody, right? They're only hurting themselves. And sometimes they're not even hurting themselves. They're just stupid, right? You know, it's silly, Dallas. You know, there's nothing to be worried about. But that's exactly where you're wrong, because they are hurting people. They are hurting more than just themselves. They are changing what we as a society value. They're changing what we as a society uphold as acceptable behavior. They are changing the perception of acceptable behavior, and they're doing it for a wide, massive audience. And you might say, well, Dallas, it's just likes on Facebook. That's, you know, my life doesn't revolve around that. The problem with that is their lives do revolve around it, and there is a number of people who do find that their life revolves around social media and what happens on it. They've done studies that suggest that people get that dopamine effect of seeing somebody put that little heart next to their name. Listen, I think social media can be a tremendous tool. I think it can do great things. I think it is, and it is a great tool for connecting to people and networking and getting with like-minded individuals such as yourself and talking about ideas in an open forum, and really does show the spirit of free speech. And does so on a global scale. And I think that there's nothing wrong with connecting with people from millions of miles away and learning about one another and being open to one another and being vulnerable to one another and talking about the differences in culture and the differences in how we view the world and gaining new perspective and being more open-minded. There's nothing wrong with these things. But when we use these powerful tools to promote dangerous behavior, that's when these tools become dangerous. For example, and, you know, this is something that a lot of people are going to take umbrage with, but I don't really care if they take umbrage with it. Take umbrage with it if you want to. And feel free to call in and criticize what I have to say. You know the call-in number. It's 718-508-9883. If you want to talk, you can. But people might take umbrage with what I'm about to say, but a great comparison for social media as a tool that can be dangerous in the wrong hands is probably the same comparison we can draw with fire. You can use fire to cook things. You can use it to shape things. You can use it to make tools. You can use it for agriculture. People use slash and burn techniques to clear out land for agriculture. You can use fire to get rid of waste. You can use fire to purify things. You can use fire to purify water, for example. But fire in an educated, safe, in an educated person's hands who has a level head and knows what they're going to do with it can be a great thing, can be a great tool, can accomplish great things. You could shape metal into beams and make a great building using fire. So using fire and heat, you could do great things if your mind was in the right place. But if your mind was in the wrong place, fire can be a destructive force. Any dummy that gets his hand on a torch can set fire to the whole village, can burn down the whole damn town and take everybody with him. That's exactly what these people do when they go on social media and they do dumb, dumb shit. That's what they're doing. They are burning the whole village down. And if you don't think it's serious yet, it is serious. We've seen numerous videos of people doing ridiculously stupid things. And it's not just the ridiculously stupid things that people do. It's the downright dangerous shit people do and promote on social media, and it gets like after like and share, and they like it, and they share it, and they comment on it. And sometimes the comments can be constructive. sometimes the comments fill you with hope. You know, they're not laughter and, oh, I'm going to go try that. They're like, wow, what the hell were you thinking? And that fills you with a little bit of hope. But a lot of times you look through a lot of these comment sections and they condone these kinds of things. Great example of this is how people like to get on their phone when something terrible is happening to somebody else and videotape it. And instead of stepping in and just, you know, being a decent human being, maybe intervening on behalf of somebody more vulnerable than themselves, they'd rather just post it on Facebook and say, oh, look how terrible this is, or ha ha ha, look how funny it is. This guy's getting beat up. Look at that. Look at that old man getting beat up. Isn't that hilarious? No, it's not hilarious. It's freaking terrible. And you should feel like shit for videotaping that. Like, there's videos all over the internet of people doing stuff like that. Why are these things the topic of discussion? Well, because, you know what? That's what's really on my mind today. I went into this thinking I'm going to interview somebody, and that's not going to happen today, it looks like, but that's okay. But one thing that I do think we need to talk about in spite of this is we do need to start thinking about how we treat other people. We need to start thinking about how we promote things, how we act around other people. Look at the way people behave today. You don't want to say anything when something is clearly wrong because it might hurt someone's feelings to say something about it. You know, not too long ago, I made a response to a video I saw on Facebook, and I talked about it a little bit on this show. I talked about how I saw a video of a man, old man, minding his own business, and this young, spry little punk is just beating on this old man, and there's nobody doing anything about it. And it's a good 5 minutes long of this guy getting beat up. Fast forward to the end of this, and somebody finally steps in and swats that little punk kid down. And people say, oh, how could he do that? That's just, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, and how could he do that? How could he do it? My only question was, why did it take 5 minutes and 35 seconds for somebody to grow the balls to go do it? Why does it take that long? When I was a teenager, we never would have thought of putting our hands on an elderly person. They got what was coming to them on the spot. And if it wasn't some other adult taking it to you, it was somebody your own age who would have clocked you. We live in a different time now where people think that's okay. And if they don't think it's okay, they're too scared to do anything about it. They don't want to confront anybody. They want to stay in their little safe zone, mind their own business, keep their head down, and not make too much noise. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, because if they do that, they hurt somebody's feelings. Well, then that, oh my gosh. That's just going to ruin everything. It's going to ruin their whole day. People are going to say mean things about them on social media. They're going to say mean things about them on Facebook. They're going to post a mean tweet. They're going to say terrible things about them. Sometimes I think people conflate mean things with the truth. Sometimes being blunt and honest is necessary. Good example of this. I saw not too long ago a news article of a team of soccer players in Washington that don't play soccer with a ball anymore because it hurts kids' feelings if the other kids score points and they don't. I played soccer for 2 years in high school. And in the 2 years that I played soccer, we won games, we lost games, we had fun, we had some good games, we had some bad games. Hell, we were just happy to be there. We, you know. But the thing that was really great about it was going into a soccer game, watching the other guys try really hard to score, and you try really hard to score, and when one of you did, the satisfaction of scoring a goal in soccer. there's lots of reasons why soccer is a great sport, by the way. Well, a lot of people find it to be boring, but you don't understand the effort. If you don't like soccer, I think you should take a – those of you who have not seen soccer, and this is kind of a segue here, but if you don't like soccer, it's something to take a look at. The satisfaction of scoring a goal after 40 minutes of running and not being able to score points, you don't – that there's a reason why soccer players celebrate the way that they do. The celebration for a soccer player scoring a goal – to me, that just trumps anything. That the it's just the icing on a cake that a Super Bowl touchdown just can never match. Scoring a goal after nobody scores all game long, and you are the guy that makes that goal, that feeling is something incomparable compared to other sports where they score 50 points. That might be the only points you see all game. So I mean, there's a level of excitement and intensity and strategy to soccer that I personally just really thoroughly enjoyed when I played. But that's neither here nor there. The point of this is, we're in a time where we would rather not hurt people's feelings than tell them the truth. When I was in school, and it wasn't so long ago that I was in school. Hell, it's only been 10 years since I graduated high school. When we played sports, if you weren't good, you didn't play. You just sat on the bench. The coach came up to you and said, listen, Dallas, you just really suck. You're not going to play. Welcome. You know, you made the basketball team, but every other guy on the team is better than you. You're sitting on the bench, big guy. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. You're skinny. You're lanky. You're clumsy. Your ass is sitting on the bench. If somebody fouls out, then you can play. Like, it is what it is. You know, and it's not sour grapes for me. You know, I don't have a problem with it. I love basketball. I love watching it just as much as I love playing it. So don't mistake it for sour grapes. I could have cared less. I was just happy to be there. I'm just happy to make the team, man, okay? I put in the time and the effort, and I got where I got. But you say something like that to somebody now, and you're discriminating against them. You've hurt their feelings. They're all broken up. They can't get over it. Like, they're going to hold on to that. They're going to go home. They're going to tell their parents. You got to have a student-teacher conference and talk about it. When I played sports in school, you made the team or you didn't. If you were good, you made it. If you weren't, you were good enough to make the team but not good enough to start, your ass rode the bench. I mean, it is what it is. That's life. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and everybody's out there telling people. Now, we're telling people that it's not. We're telling them that everybody can be a winner, and that's just a lie. It's not true. Everybody can't be a winner. If everybody could be a winner, there'd be nothing to compete for, and that's just not the way the world works. It's not. And every single time you see these stupid videos of people online doing either A, they're doing stupid crap like eating Tide Pods and swallowing bleach or jumping off of shit, hurting other people, that shows a lack of discipline that I'm familiar with. I just don't understand where the hell it came from. When I was growing up, we didn't do stuff like that. We did stupid things. Let's be clear. When I was growing up, of course we did stupid things. When we were kids, we definitely did stupid things. But the difference is we didn't do the things that these kids do and then post them on social media and then keep doing stupid things. We learned our lesson. And the stupid things we did were a little bit, you know, tame in comparison. They weren't quite as harmful in most cases as what you see people doing now. You got these stupid challenges where people are drinking bleach and eating soap and snorting Ajax and doing ridiculous drugs like bath salts and other crazy stuff, stuff I've never even heard of. Never would have crossed my mind to even try it. And people are going to say, well, Dallas, you're just getting old. You're just bitter. That's just the changing of the times. Well, if that's just the changing of the times, what the hell kind of times are we going to be living in 5 more years? You got to, you know, everybody wants to write these things off as no big deal, but it is a big deal. It's a big deal the way people act. It's a big deal. The way what people value and what they promote is a big deal. It is important. And to sit around and pretend like it's not important is just asking for trouble. We see people act like damn fools all the time. And isn't it bad enough what we saw over the last, just over the last 2 years? You would have thought the whole damn world was going to fall apart. Don't even get me started on how the last presidential race went. I've never seen people want to kill each other more in my life. You would have thought the whole damn world was on fire. Whether one side won or not, didn't matter who was going to be president of our country this year, this latest election, it did not matter. If Hillary would have won, it would have been nukes for everybody, and if Trump won, it was nukes for everybody. We were dead no matter what. I've never heard so much gloom and doom in my life. Didn't matter who won. Everybody just, either side, they were just unwilling to yield, unwilling to see anything good about the other side. It was ultimate evil versus ultimate good on both sides. It was dark side versus light side, Sith versus the Jedi. It was ridiculous. For goddamn ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I've never seen people act today. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. And the thing that is really, really irritating about it is that it doesn't stop. It doesn't change. People just still don't give it up. They find ways to just be a general nuisance to the rest of the people around them. They find ways to just find something to be a complete douchebag about. Just for example, here's another example of what has entirely gone wrong about our society. There's a new movie coming out. Black Panther. Superhero movie. And I got to be honest with you. I think Black Panther's cool. Cool superhero. It's got a lot of cool powers. I mean, you know, superheroes are awesome. I'm a big comic book nerd. I love superheroes. I don't care what color they are. I like them all. I mean, there's a few of them that I don't care for quite as much as the others, but I got my own personal preferences. You know, I don't like super, super overpowered superheroes. And there's a few of them that I classify that way. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We got two groups of people arguing about whether Black Panther is an okay movie to have. We got two different groups of people. We got the groups of people who are going to put forth Black Panther as the greatest thing ever. Black Panther is the greatest thing ever. You don't understand, Dallas. It's the first black superhero. No, it's not. Never. It was not the first black superhero movie. That's just completely a lie. And B, I mean, it's Black Panther. Why can't we just be excited it's freaking Black Panther? I've been waiting for a Black Panther movie for years. Same thing with Martian Manhunter. Been waiting for that. Don't think we'll ever get that. And listen, I've been waiting for a Spawn remake. Still waiting on that. You know, Michael Jai White, man. And Beast. That's a stallion. That's awesome. It's awesome in his movies. But look, we got one group of people that are putting Black Panther forward as the greatest thing ever. You have the other group of people that are like, how come you just can't be satisfied? You got Blade, right? You got Spawn. Why can't, isn't that enough? Isn't that good enough? Why can't we just have more superhero movies? Why can't we just be happy about it, man? Why can't you just not care about whether or not there's, you know, who gives a damn who's playing what characters? Let's just be happy they're making the damn movie. I mean, to be perfectly honest, a lot of this, some of these superhero movies they've come out with over the last couple of years have been crushing it, man. They've been bad. Been awesome. And by bad, I mean they've been bad ass. Been awesome. I went and saw Thor. I'm not even really a big Marvel fan. I saw Thor Ragnarok. Thought it was sick. Loved that thing. Went and saw it again. Saw Guardians of the Galaxy. Thought it was awesome. Saw the second one. Loved it too. Didn't care much for the Avengers movies. That's just my own personal preference. I like the first one. Other ones after that, kind of crazy. Not the point, though. This movie's become incredibly controversial. The damn thing's not even out yet. It ain't even hit the theater yet. And everybody's already arguing about it. They can't just be happy that there's a Black Panther movie. They just not. Nobody can. Nobody's allowed to enjoy it. It's to the point where you got people on social media asking, when's the right time to go see it? Can I see it? Am I allowed to go watch it with my black friends? You can go see whatever hell movie you want to see whenever the hell you want to. It doesn't even matter. It shouldn't matter. It's the same thing we had when Wonder Woman came out, and they were saying, we got to have an all-woman showing because she's a woman superhero, and it's the first time ever, and blah, blah, blah. Why do people have to go starting fires? Why? You got to go piss on somebody else when you do something every time. Why do we have to piss on everybody's parade? Can't we just enjoy it for what it is? I saw Wonder Woman. That movie might be one of the best superhero movies that's come out in the last 10 years. And I'm not just saying that because Gal Gadot was in it and she's pretty attractive. I'm saying it because it had a great story. And Wonder Woman was pretty awesome. She was pretty badass. She was badass in Justice League, too. I was geeked up for that movie, and it did not disappoint me. Contrary to what some of the critics would tell you, pretty good movie. I think it could have been a little bit longer. Not the point. I'm DC guy. Show my bias right there. Check my bias right there. I'm a DC guy. I'll admit it. But all these movies come out, and we can't just be happy about them. Got to find little things to be pissed off about. Can't go enjoy. You can't enjoy anything now. Can't be happy about nothing. Everybody has to be upset about something. Please everybody anymore. And, you know, the thing is we always knew we could never always please everybody. But as a society, we're moving towards the point where we're just finding crap to bicker about. We're just finding shit to be pissed off about. Just looking for it in our daily life. I mean, even now, I've kind of gone on this rant about things that are kind of irritating me. But really, I'm not even really pissed off about these things. To me, I just find it both irritating and slightly humorous. To me, it's slightly humorous that we find such points of contention with a damn superhero movie. Black Panther's not even a real fucking person. He's not even real. It's like Batman. Be about like arguing about whether or not it's cool to have. I don't know if we can have a Superman movie. Might not. He's not real, but we're gonna argue about him. Superman. That'd be like arguing about whether or not Superman's cape is cool, you know, or, you know, if Superman is allowed to have a cape or not. Superman can't have capes because so-and-so had a Tory against his cape. Can't do that. Now, half of us can't go see it. If we do, we're discriminating against cape people. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it by the way, guys, it looks like Liquid had some kind of conflict, so he's not going to be on. So you get to hear me rant a little bit longer. But, you know, I think you guys are getting the point at this point. Why can't we just find some joy, man? You know, go see the superhero. I'm not going to tell people not to go see anything. If you want to see it. If you don't want to see it, don't see it. But why do you got to argue about it? Why does it have to be a big deal? Oh, they got a Black Panther movie, and it's going to have only black people in it. So, who gives a damn? Who cares? Cast whatever you want to cast. That's just like when we had, when the Justice League came out, and there were people talking about how dare those Amazonians have Beerling armor. It's not even practical. They should be wearing something way cooler. They're women. That they wouldn't be wearing skirts if they were men. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah? Probably not. But you know what? I'd like to give you Exhibit A, Braveheart. Bunch of dudes walking around in kilts. Hey, check. That's a skirt. Whether you like it or not. A skirt, bunch of men walking around in skirts, and guess what? They were fighting, and Braveheart was badass. You've never seen Braveheart, you better go take a look. It was historically inaccurate and wildly so. Still a badass movie. Sorry, great movie. Loved it. Braveheart's awesome, you know. It's an awesome movie. It's a classic. You know? Great, great moments in the film. Great performances turned in by all the actors. Even though it was historically inaccurate and it had some nonsense in there, you know, it still put the spotlight on a character from history. And it did its job. It gave you an entertaining film. But nobody was talking about whether or not Mel Gibson and his co-stars were manly enough in their man skirts. How dare they be forced to wear man skirts? That's just a direct attack on their masculinity. They have to wear kilts. How dare they? They didn't even wear kilts back then. It's a freaking movie, man. It's like Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman and the Amazonians in Justice League. Weeks before the movie came out, they were talking about how the person designing their costumes was doing it, and it was sexist, and they weren't empowered women because they had to wear these skirts. Then you see the Amazonians in the movie, and they're kicking ass and taking names. They're wrecking big deep. They're putting it to these demons. I mean, they're kicking these demons' asses. If you haven't seen Justice League, give it a watch. These chicks are putting a smackdown on these demons. I mean, they're giving it to them big time, cutting them in half and wrecking their whole world. And people are worried about what the hell they're wearing. I didn't hear any complaints about what guys were wearing in 300. The only reason people were complaining about the clothes that the women and the Amazonians were wearing in Justice League is because they wanted something to complain about. That's exactly what it was. They didn't have anything to complain about. They were determined they were going to find something in it to hate. They're going to find something in it that it's not good enough. They're going to be pissy about it. They're not going to be happy about it because that's the society we live in. We live in a society where you gotta find – the only way to be trendy is to find something to be pissy about and cry about. Got to be offended. That's how you can be trendy. You got to be offended. You got to be triggered or you're not cool. Got to be woke. Got to stay woke, homie. That's how you get your likes on Facebook and whatnot. That's how you get cool. Got to stay woke. You can't let the man fool you with his shiny wizardry and magic. No. You gotta stay woke, man. That's what I keep hearing all the time. You gotta stay woke. I'm woke, man. I'm awakened. I'm enlightened. $15 to go see Justice League, and I didn't know anything about the damn story or any of the characters, but how dare they put those Amazonians in dresses? Damn, man. See, I'm woke. I saw what they were trying to do there. Seen it. Went to see the movie. I knew what they were trying to do. They were trying to infringe on women's gender. Yeah, female gender. They were trying to infringe upon that. They were trying to be sexist. But I caught those subtle sexist overtones, undertones. I caught them. I thought they were going to slip one past me. Just like now they're talking about Black Panther. See, I caught them. They're trying to make a movie. And it's going to be a black superhero. And oh my God, he's going to go out and protect black people in his own country, which is like full of black people, because that's where he's from. And that's what he cares about. And that's like the comic. That's how like the comic is written. How dare they stick to the story of the comic the movie is based on? What the hell are they thinking? They've got to make a whole new world for me. How dare they stick to the story about what Wonder Woman should be wearing in the comics, even though she wore far less in the comics than she ever wore on television screens? How dare she have to wear that costume that she only wore in 2 comic book episodes? Damn them. They're just trying to slip in their subtle undertones of sexism. That's what they're trying to do. Or maybe what they're trying to do is make a fucking movie that, you know, entertains people and gives them something to go to the movies for. I don't know. Could be. I'm no Hollywood expert, but I've seen a movie or two, and I've been entertained by a movie or two, and I've read a comic book or 3 million. And I'm not an expert on comic books, but I have read a lot of comics. Do seem to recall Wonder Woman, you know, a lot more scantily clad than what I saw in the movies. Matter of fact, even in some of the comics, she even gets naked. She got Dallas talked about a woman naked. That's terrible. It's terrible. You're right, guys. It is terrible. It is terrible to talk about people being naked. You guys would be disturbed to know that underneath the clothes I currently wear, I too am naked. And so are you. Underneath the clothes that you currently wear, you're also naked. Yeah, it's crazy how that works. Yeah, it is. But, you know, the thing is, I think ultimately what we need to do as a society to get things back on track is to stop being so overly sensitive. We're constantly looking for a battle to fight when in reality the war is over. We need to just chill. 100% of the energy they put into being pissed off about movies and pissed off about the portrayal of their favorite character into getting a job, unemployment would just freaking plummet around here. If people put 10% of the energy they focused on being mad about every damn thing in the world that you shouldn't even have to be mad about, I just think if they put it towards something useful, we could get some shit done. Could knock some stuff out, man. I mean, I think about all the people I have seen over the last few weeks complain about Black Panther, the movie, that hasn't even come out yet, about whether or not it's politically correct or not or whatever. If those people, and I mean, it's millions of people, if those millions of people took that time and read a freaking book or started writing their own book or help somebody or did some community service or did anything productive with their time, we could be looking at a vastly different world right now. I mean, I realize that the hot button thing right now, the thing that's sexy and trendy, is to be controversial. But come on, man. Can't you at least get creative? If you want to be controversial, I mean, look, there's ways to be controversial. I mean, if you want to be controversial today, all you have to do is speak with a little bit of common sense and rationality, and you are controversial as hell. To do now is start making sense, and people are going to think you're controversial as all get out. They're going to think you're on the cutting freaking edge. And that's the sad thing about the society we live in. That's the real issue. When people that make sense start to sound like the crazy ones, that's when you know we as a society have really taken steps away from reason and away from advancing ourselves. And I think we need to get back to that. What we need to do as people and as a society as a whole starts on the individual level. What we can do to fix our society starts on the individual level. Let me say it again for the people in the back row. What we can do to fix our society and to change the way going, to trend in the right direction again, is we've got to work on ourselves first. We've got to determine what are we doing. We've got to figure out what we're doing as a society, or as an individual, I should say. We've got to figure out what we're doing as an individual to make ourselves the best version of ourselves that we can be, and what we're doing as an individual to improve upon the part of the world we can affect. And the part of the world that you can affect as a person are the people that you are in contact with on a daily basis and the people that you talk to on a day-to-day basis. So the people that you know, the people in your personal circle, are the people you can impact first. That's what you have to start with. We can't change society on overnight, and we can't change society as individuals. We have to change ourselves first and take steps towards being a better, stronger, more intelligent, and well-rounded individual. If we start promote our own values, the values that are important to us, that reflect what we want to see in the world, people have to take notice of that. That's the first steps towards changing the way things are in our society. We can't just sit around and complain like I've done for the last hour. We got to do more than that. We've got to be better versions of ourselves. I get up every day and I think about how I can better myself. I try to educate myself on a new topic. I'm learning a new job right now, and I try to learn everything I can about that job. I try to learn every single bit of about wiring, about schematics, about electronics, about everything involving what I do with my job. I try to learn everything I can. I try to be the best version of myself that I can be on a daily basis. And if I do that, even if I fall a little bit short, I'm still succeeding. And that's the way we've got to start viewing our day-to-day lives, guys. That's how we're going to fix things. That's how we can steer away from this bullcrap that we've been dealing with over the last few years. And you know what? We're not going to fix this nonsense overnight. We're not going to be able to change the way people are acting. We can't control them. We can't fix the stupidity in society by ourselves. Those people have to fend for themselves. We cannot fix them. We cannot save them. We cannot do anything for them. What we can do is set the example by being individuals. Guys, I apologize. We're not going to have our interview today. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to reschedule with Liquid. You know, he had some things come up with his tour. He's a busy guy. He's touring right now with his newest album. Check him out on iTunes. I do appreciate him taking the time to get back with me. Hopefully, we'll hear from him on another show soon in the future. I've rambled on long enough. I've talked long enough, guys. I know you're probably tired of me beating a dead horse. So what we're going to do is we're going to cut things off right now. I'll see you all Sunday for Straight Football Talk, bright and early, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And, guys, enjoy the rest of your weekend. See you all very soon.